Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And the pitch, a swing and a fly ball. Center field deep. Hamilton going back. Still going. Hamilton at the wall. That ball's gone! Garver with a home run! Twins take a 2-0 lead.
And that was the big blow last night. Mitch Garver with the big fly to straightaway center. And the Minnesota Twins go on to beat Kansas City 2-0. Garver, the offensive hero. Kyle Gibson outstanding on the bump. 8 scoreless innings. Welcome back, Sports Saturday. Stevie T, Eric Nelson with you. All hands on deck here at Target Field. We're located down the right field line. The Hammer, Craig Schrepfer is here. Devin Hester Marshall. And, of course, J-Lo, Jonathan Lowe, back at the flagship station in downtown Minneapolis. He's not because he's avoiding his Royals, who were 22-47.
And right now the Royals are taking infield, and they're doing toss to first base, so we got to be on alert here while we're broadcasting.
Yeah, just one guy out taking a little extra work. We're not sure down at third base who it is. We'll try and get an ID on that. But some of the Twins pitchers who are not going to work in the game today. Michael Pineda out getting his stretches done. We talked to Kyle Gibson, one of the heroes from Friday night's 2-0 win over the Royals in game one of this three-game set. And then we saw Jose Barrios getting loose as well, as he's getting in some extra work well before the game. Of course, it is Joe Mauer Day here at Target Field. The gates are open and fans are coming in, and it looks like that extra work for that Royal is over right now on the infield. And I'm not sure. It's kind of a new look in how Twins prepare for games. It's been talked about a lot. Rocco Baldelli, you know, mix and match and kind of let guys decide how they want to get their work in before ball games. We're putting a premium on rest for his team, and it's paid dividends.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the Twins have a nap room, which Nelson Cruz started when he played for the Seattle Mariners. And yeah, I think things are changing. I do like getting to a ballpark, a stadium, an arena early, though, because it does give you a chance to see the work and the prep that goes in before a game. I think a lot of people don't realize how early the ball players arrive. And batting practice is optional a lot of the time for the Minnesota Twins.
I just like the idea of having a nap room. I think every workplace should have a nap room.
I would agree with you, and I think most of our listeners would.
I can think of a couple of spots at CCO that are nap rooms. We're not going to get into that, but you know, they're kind of removing the tarp in front of home plate right now and some of the other gear that they have to protect the home plate area. The batting cage is not coming out. The Royals aren't going to swing. And I think there's a couple of things going on here, and I think the Royals and Twins are sensitive to the fact that, you know, they've got to ultimately get ready for Joe Mauer's big night, and that's the retirement of number 7 here as well. And I would assume work will begin on getting that set up at some point.
Well,
here,
no question. That's going to dominate the pregame scene the closer we get to 5:30. You know, this ballpark's going to fill up, and not only with fans, but some of the great luminaries in Twins history, ex-ball players and people who played with Joe, they're coming back to salute him. The other thing about these kind of events, though, I've been to a few of them, it says a 6:10 first pitch. Well, that's not going to happen. It's probably going to be more like 6:30, 6:35. So as a player, you know, yeah, you're great with what they're doing for Joe and all that, but you're rhythmic. If you're on a 6:10 clock, you have a way of doing things. So they'll be a little bit antsy in the dugout, especially if you're the visitor like Kansas City. You just want to start playing ball. So the other part of the equation is, and thankfully there's no rain right now, there's some dark clouds, but hopefully that all stays away on what should be a truly remarkable night as the Twins salute one of Minnesota's great hometown athletic heroes, Joe Mauer.
Yeah, it is. And once again, I still keep going back to his final game here at Target Field. And I think there were a lot of fans that were hoping that wasn't it. But it was such a storybook day here at Target Field when he put the gear on one more time and was able to squat behind the plate in a major league game. You know, there are a lot of people right on the money that was it for Joe, and he would call it a career. And certainly the health concerns and the fact that, you know, he had a good run. It was the end of his contract. He certainly did not want to play for another team. He's got a lot of ties, St. Paul native, you know, family business, you know, Maurer Chevrolet Buick GMC. His brother is involved in that. And, of course, so we did the Maurer Cup for a number of years, Eric. He's so active with Gillette Children's Hospital, a facility near and dear to my heart. You know, I can't say enough. When my daughter was injured in a freak accident almost 10 years ago, she spent 3 months at Gillette Children's Hospital beginning her rehab and her journey. And, you know, I can't say enough. And I know Joe and Maddie Maurer are very, very involved in Gillette. And I just want to tip my cap to Gillette Children's and what they meant to my daughter, Erin, early in her journey back. And, you know, to say, you know, the kids that spend time at Gillette can go on to do great things. And not that long ago, she graduated in 3.5 years from the University of Arizona down in Tucson. So Gillette Children's has a big part of that. And I know what it means to Joe and Maddie Maurer and the twins. And a lot of twins have been involved in a lot of great causes for Gillette over the years.
Yeah, for you, it literally touches home. And that's a great story. And I know yesterday there was an event right here at Target Field in the morning. Joe and the Gillette Children's Hospital. Joe's here. Zach Parisi's here. Torrey Hunter's here. Brett Coleman from Minnesota United is here. A number of local athletes came out to be part of that event. Salute the kids from Gillette Children's Hospital. And one other quick thing. You talked about Joe being an outstanding catcher. You know, he did finish as a first baseman. But the logo that they have here tonight, Joe Maurer, number retirement, June 15, 2019. It's right now on the big video board in left center field. There's a number 7 there as well. He's got the catching gear on. The likeness is of Joe as a catcher, not as a first baseman.
That's, you know, they have all these old ex-teammates coming out and current teammates, and they're all giving their little messages to Joe, you know, congratulating him. And everyone talks about what a great player he was. But in all these messages, they talk about what a better person he was. And how he's involved in Gillette Children's Hospital and everything he's involved in, and just how big a part of this community he's been. And you just can't say enough about Joe Maurer as a person, you know, and obviously the athlete and baseball player he was.
Yeah. Well, he's you said that rare combination of great athletic gifts and humility, and you know, he's very humble, and sometimes I think some people mistook that for a lack of passion or fire, but that's just the way Joe was wired. And, you know, St. Paul, I mean, outside of Mobile, Alabama, I'm not sure a city the size of St. Paul has turned out more great players. You've got Jack Morris and Dave Winfield and Paul Molitor all in the Hall of Fame, and Joe Maurer may get there someday. We don't know how that's going to play out, but he's a legend in the capital city. And one guy who knows him real well, Stevie T,
the great shooter.
He talked about St. Paul. If there's a St. Paul columnist Hall of Fame, then Charlie Walters is in it. He's going to join us here in a matter of seconds as he gets the headset on and the mic and all that. Sunday shooter.
Yeah, grab that mic.
Grab that mic, shooter.
Yeah, grab that mic, grab those headphones. By the way, Twins and Royals coming up, pregame 5:30. We'll have the number 7 retirement ceremony and then the ball game tonight here at Target Field. And Charlie Walters joins us, longtime columnist, Pioneer Press. Charlie, you've followed this Joe Maurer kid for a long, long time from Creighton-Durham Hall all the way to tonight. He's a neat guy. I mean, just a really down-to-earth good guy, good family.
You know, Stevie, I'm starting my 44th year in this newspaper business, and the classiest guy I've ever covered in 44 years is Joe Maurer. He's just that, besides all the great things on the field, he is just a classy, classy kid. I talked to him a week ago. He played in Chad Greenway's golf tournament. We had some nice chats over there. He's just, He's all everything. He's the best. I'm so happy for him.
Let's go back to when he's leaving Creighton. Outstanding baseball player and football. Also played hoops. He has a chance to go to Florida State, play quarterback for Bobby Bowden and the Seminoles. Did he ever seriously think about that?
Well, I ask him that stuff virtually every year when we're up here and they get into football season. He said, you know, I have thought about that a lot, but I see all these guys getting hurt, so I'm glad I made the right call. He would have been. I remember calling Bobby Bowden. You know, Bobby had Chris Wenke, another Creighton Durham guy, and I asked. I was going to check on Joe with Bowden, and of course he decided to go baseball instead of football. But I remember Bobby Bowden said, "You got any more of those quarterbacks up there in Minnesota? Got any more of those guys?" And so he had Wenke and Steve Walsh, of course, went to Miami. But yeah, Joe would have been, I have no doubt about it, he would have been an NFL quarterback and a really good one.
Charlie Walters joining us from the Pioneer Press. Joe Maurer's number 7 will be retired in a ceremony tonight. There's a lot of talk not only about that, but this ball club and their start here in 2019. You made it to the major leagues. You played in the bigs for the Twins once upon a time. Pretty good ball clubs as well. You've seen a lot of them over the years. Where does this team rank so far? It's pretty extraordinary.
Well, my short, insignificant career, 40 days and 40 nights rained every day. That was in 1969, but that club, I'm just not saying this because I was there, but that club was, in my opinion, they didn't get their World Series, but it's good or better than any club they had. You had Harmon at first or third. You had Greg Nettles over there at third. You had Chico Cardenas at short. You had a Hall of Famer, Rod Carew, playing at second. You had Bob Allison, Rookie of the Year, in left field, and Teddy Ulander and Cesar Tovar in center field. Tony out in right. Roseboro, Cheshinsky, and those guys. Couple of Cy Young Award winners, Dean Chance and Jim Perry pitching. I mean, that was a great ball club. So we'll see how this goes. But Falvey and Levine have come in here. They brought in those guys last year. They didn't work out. So they bring in these guys, and all of a sudden they work out. And that chapter, Steve, is still to be written about where they're going to go. But everything's pluses here. I mean, them and the Astros fighting it out in the American League. I mean, it's going to be fun to see. These guys got some hammers. By the way, I wonder about these baseballs, too, if something might have happened. You know, it's funny to me. It's interesting. Rawlings, which makes the Major League Baseball, last year was purchased by Major League Baseball for $395 million. And I'm wondering, just coincidentally, what it's a pretty good marketing deal.
Yeah, what kind of cork is out in the center of that ball? I was going to ask, and by the way, there were 55 home runs hit in Major League Baseball last night across
55.
The league. Yeah,
wow.
The Twins only hit one, by the way.
Yeah, it's too bad we don't have any on the table here. They'd be jumping up and down like jumping beans.
You mentioned
that.
Yeah,
you were a pitcher, Charlie. Yeah. You don't like that one bit.
No. My mind were, they only jumped when I threw them, Stevie.
What about the locker room here, the guys?
Yeah, they're
the
good guys.
Because that 69 team you were on, look, Billy Martin was the guy,
yes,
and they
right.
had fights on the road
yep,
and all that.
That's
but
right.
this group seems to be cohesive in
yeah,
2019.
Well, from what I can tell, and being in the clubhouse, they're a good bunch of guys. I don't see any not good guys on this thing. They're all accessible, and they're real business guys. You know, they come out and do the in Rocco Baldelli for a guy 37 years old who's never managed. I mean, and to let these mostly he just says I got some pros here and I'm going to let them play. But that's what they are. They're pros. They let them play. Another thing about this Twins thing, though, I was just thinking about this the other day. You got guys here. You got Barrios, who's pitching for only $660,000 this year, your ace. He's turned down several offers to extend a contract extension. You got the kid Buxton, and he's going to get a big extension. You got the other kid. Let me think here. The other guy, Polanco signed and Kepler signed. You got another guy in there.
Rosario.
Rosario is a free agent at the end of the season. You got three guys on this club because they're playing as well as they are. You're going to have contract extensions totaling at least $300 million with just this trio when they do them over 5-6 years, whatever they do them for. This is going to get expensive too. But I think Jim Pollard be willing to pay for it because he's got to be having a hoot doing this stuff too.
Yeah, it's been quite a turnaround for the Twins. Once again, we had a chance to visit with Kyle Gibson a little bit earlier in the program. Bounce back win.
Wow.
And, you know, speaking of good guys, I mean, Kyle's a good
that's
guy.
As good as you get.
And, you know, he said he did he's done some radio along the way. He's doing some interviews on the Treasure Island Baseball Network, some stuff that's run during rain delays. That guy's got a future. I'll tell you what, when he gets done playing and hopefully has a long playing career, he's going to do well.
He's real smooth, articulate, the whole bit. That's another big deal. I think his deal is up. He had arbitration, I think, this year. That's going to cost him some money, too. I mean, he pitched like an ace yesterday.
He sure did. He was outstanding. Eight scoreless innings. What about, I mean, last week, Craig Kimbrell goes to the Chicago Cubs and Dallas Keuchel to the Atlanta Braves.
Right.
But the trading deadline is still 6 weeks out.
Oh, they're going to make some deals.
What kind of deals? I mean, you're the super shooter. You're the scoop artist. Madison Bumgarner, the closer in San Diego, the closer in Toronto. What are they going to maybe do?
I wrote Bumgarner a month ago. I was just looking it up May 18th about that possibility. The only question we're trying to figure out is, I think that's a very good chance, I think, that they'll go after Bumgarner. I'm sure they're talking about it now, but who do you give up? Is it a rental deal? Do you extend them? Is it Miguel Sano, you know, at the play first base over there? Or is it Sandoval playing third? I'm not sure. I don't know how long he's going to play third. That's the question, is who do you give up? They got a load of prospects. You got the untouchables, Royce Lewis, Kariloff, and who's the other guy? They got the kid with the Gratishar or whatever his name is that throws a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. Those guys are untouchable. But you got 10 other significant prospects that you could give up for a Bumgarner. Or that kid in Toronto, Ken Giles, the closer, too. You know, that would be a possibility, too, and I'm sure they're looking at that. But they will make some deals before July 31st, the deadline. And it wouldn't surprise me if they make it in within 2 weeks. So we'll see how that goes, too. This is too good to, you know, unfortunately, the bullpen struggles a bit. But this is too good a club not to try and improve it.
But over the years, every contending team's looking for bullpen, looking for another starter. I mean, Houston's going to be in that boat. The Red Sox, they're not out of it. You got Tampa Bay. They probably don't have the wherewithal to make a move. But the New York Yankees, then you go over to the NL. All those contenders are going to want to add pitching.
That's true.
So the Twins are going to have to give up one of those kids in the minor leagues, or maybe a big league player.
A big league player, or a couple, or three of those kids, depending on who they get. And now Bumgarner's kind of struggling. I don't know what he is, 2-6 or something like that. But they're going to have to. He's only 29 years old, too.
Well,
and he's got all that experience.
That's what I was going to say. When it comes to
World
October,
Series, that's a big deal.
I think you'd want a Madison Bumgarner to be able to get on the mound and do
that. Wouldn't surprise
thing.
Me.
Yeah.
And these guys, you know, I think Jim Polad's giving them the okay to do this kind of thing. They're making so much money here. Look around, they got another sellout tonight and $1 million a game and all that stuff. So I think you'll spend if you got a chance to win it, and you certainly got a chance. You know what I was just thinking about a little bit ago, an hour ago, who they're going to play in the playoffs. I mean, you can start thinking that
June 15th, yeah.
Yeah,
and
the
you're wondering
cards,
that.
The Boston, yeah, we're already thinking about that. Houston and probably win the division, and you got the other guys the Yankees and the Red Sox and Tampa and wild cards. It's not too early to be thinking about that.
Yeah, Twins have been playing well, 46-22. Game two of the three-game set with the Royals coming up. Charlie Walters good enough to stop by on Joe Mauer Day, and it should be quite a ceremony tonight. A lot of alumni. I suppose you're going to be really busy here in the next couple of hours.
Well, it's good to see all those guys. Just saw Torrey Hunter in the locker room. The whole Mauer clan is in there having dinner right now in the media room. There's a whole bunch of them, Uncle Jake and the brothers and the sons and the mom and all of the grandmothers. It's neat to see all those guys in a clump, too.
What's the lead tomorrow, Sunday Super Shooter?
I'm going to have to come up with something in a hurry here, Eric. I've got about 20 minutes to a deadline, but I think I'll write something about Baldelli. That guy, he's got to be a heck of a psychologist to be able to do what he's to get these guys like he is.
TwinCities.com, or you can buy the newspaper and actually spend money like very few people do these days.
Well, thanks a lot, Eric. Stevie T, good to see you. The Hammer's over here looking good. He looks like he's ready to play, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's ready.
Left guard.
Left guard. All right.
Thanks, Shooter.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Keep up the good work.
Charlie Walters, Sports Writer of the Year on many occasions. Always good to see him, Stevie T, and definitely a St. Paul guy. So, you know, this is a big night for him and his newspaper.
Well, and made it all the way to the big leagues as well. Great story. Good to see Charlie, as always, here at the ballpark. We've got a lot more coming up. It's Joe Mauer Day. The number 7 will be retired. You'll hear all of it. Pre-game show at 5:30, the ceremony, and then, of course, Corey and Danny with all the play-by-play tonight. And we'll see what Jake Odorizzi has. Can he get with number 10 tonight here at Target Field?
And you know what? As good as Jake Odorizzi has been against the Kansas City Royals, lifetime he's 2-4 with a 4.37 ERA. So the Royals have been kryptonite. Can he change that tonight here at Target Field? This is CCO. Glad you're along for the ride. It is a sports Saturday here on CCO, your flagship home for Minnesota Twins baseball. Steve Thompson, Eric Nelson, at Target Field today, setting the scene for what should be a magical night, the retirement of Joe Mauer's number 7. He's going to go into that illustrious club along with Tom Kelly, Burt Blylevin, Kirby Puckett, Ken Herbeck, Tony Oliva, Rod Carew, Harmon Killebrew, and, of course, Jackie Robinson, who's number 42, is retired at every MLB ballpark. Pre-game at 5:30. And then the first pitch scheduled for 6:10, but I'm guessing it'll probably be more around 6:30 because there'll be a lot of pomp and circumstance for this one, Stevie T.
Yeah, no doubt. Joe Mauer Day, and the gates were really busy. Long lines before they opened at 4:00 as the Twins kind of come out of the clubhouse and get their pregame work in well before the start of this game. And you're right, you know, there will be downtime for both clubs before the game. But I think a lot of fans are here for Joe Mauer, and I think a lot of fans are here for this team. And seeing Jake Odorizzi try and keep that ERA under 2 and win game number 10 tonight as the Twins just try and keep the pedal to the metal, so to speak. Why let up? You know, sure, they have a big game in the division, but the attitude's got to be, you know, one game at a time, and let's go out and win tonight and win this series.
Absolutely no reason to let up. I mean, when you think about it, they played 68 games, so they still have 90-plus games left. Now, the lead is 11 over Cleveland, 12 over the Chicago White Sox, and it's a big cushion. But, you know, you never know in sports, and I think the minute you let up or assume anything, that's when trouble starts. So I think the Minnesota Twins need to keep attacking, keep being aggressive. I think the front office, as Charlie Walters of the Pioneer Press just told us, they're going to make moves. They're going to add some pieces to the puzzle. A lot of us may have, you know, falsely assumed, okay, no Kimbrel, no Keuchel, they're done. No, that's not the case at all. There will be plenty of sellers here soon as we get close to the All-Star break and then the trading deadline in late July. There will be teams saying, you know what, we can't win now. We're going to make a move and try to get prospects or get rid of a big contract or whatever. And the Minnesota Twins, and it's been a long time since we've said it, Stevie T, but they're in buyer mode. They are looking to acquire something that can help them not only down the stretch of the season, but as you get to October.
Yeah, and as I brought it up with Shooter, Charlie Walters from the Pioneer Press joined us. He's covered Joe Mauer for a long time and has been around the family for a long time and knows the Mauers really well. He brought up something that I wanted to expand on a little bit, and that's up and down this roster, there's so many good moves. They brought in veteran guys a year ago, and those didn't pay off. They brought in more veteran guys this year, and it's paid dividends. Look around the infield. C.J. Crone taking over for Joe Mauer at first base has been rock solid over there defensively, has hit the ball over the fence. I mean, you couldn't ask for more out of C.J. Crone. Marwin Gonzalez, a guy who can play anywhere, really steadied the ship early at third base when Miguel Sano wasn't available due to that heel injury from hell that just wouldn't heal up for him. So he did an outstanding job down there. Jonathan Scope didn't have a great year in 2018. They took a chance on Scope. He's come in and played well. And then, of course, those core young guys that they had, Rosario and Buxton and Kepler, Polanco, they've all contributed and played well. And then Mitch Garver's hero from last night, Garver hitting the two-run bomb that gave the Twins ultimately the 2-0 victory. Kyle Gibson, 8 strong innings. So there's so many good stories on that 25-man, and I know there have been changes on the 25-man, but there's just a lot of great stories, a lot of people chipping in their own way.
Well, and when you win, and if the Twins are able to go on a deep postseason run, maybe go to the World Series, who knows, bring a championship back to the Twin Cities, that'll be the capper. That'll be one of the more amazing seasons in the history of Minnesota professional sports. But when you win, guys want to get paid, and things change. It's just the nature of professional sports. It's hard to keep teams together. Look at the Toronto Raptors. I mean, they have barely got done celebrating that NBA championship, and everybody in Canada, from British Columbia to the Canadian Maritimes, is worried about Kawhi Leonard returning. I mean, that's how it is. So the Twins, in my opinion, you got to pounce on this. You got to seize the moment. The future is now. You got to think about winning it all this season. You don't know what next year is going to bring. You hope this is the start. You hope you've built a foundation with core pieces and building blocks to sustain success down the road. But when you have that chance to go for it and win it, I think you got to, especially in 2019.
Yeah, for sure. And I think for fans, and I think everyone in the media, to just kind of enjoy the ride as well. You know, worry about 2020, worry about the off season when you have to worry about that. I think right now it's kind of enjoy this. You know, the Minnesota Twins, you know, have one of the top records in the major leagues and have for quite a while right now. They win regularly at the moment, number one. Houston, you know, it's kind of a seesaw battle at the top of the American League. The Dodgers are right there as well. My point being is just, you know, enjoy the ride and enjoy tonight and Jake Odorizzi and Joe Mauer's number seven getting retired, because the business side of that's always going to come in the off season, and that's going to be a part of it. So yeah, right now the Raptors should still be celebrating.
I mean, absolutely,
they should still be enjoying the title and worry about, you know, what's going to happen next at some point in the future.
Yeah, milk the moment. I couldn't agree more. And it's funny because this team has been so good so fast that I'll run into Twins fans after a rare loss the other night against Seattle when they threw the ball around in the 10th inning. And they will be uptight, and they will be saying, well, there's a sign. You know, the bullpen's got cracks. We're ready to go off the cliff. And I'm like, hey, calm down. They lost one game. They're winning almost every series they're playing. And enjoy the ride. I think you're right on point with that, Stevie T. It's sports. It's entertainment. Have fun with it. As a fan, you can't control what they're doing in the front office or on the diamond. Just come out and watch a team that so far to me has been uniquely special with the way they hit the big fly, the tater, the home run, whatever you want to call it, the way they pitch and the way they play defensive baseball and this new school of thinking with Rocco Baldelli and the analytics and all that. I think it's a great story, and the longer it goes, I think the people in Minnesota are just going to be happy that they're able to come out and watch this team.
Yeah, and in the Blues, they're a club who won the Stanley Cup and beat the Boston Bruins. They got it done in Beantown and hoisted the cup. You know, a great moment. And there's a team, we talked about it during one of the breaks, here at Target Field. You know, Devin and Hammer and I, and you were involved in that conversation. It's one of those things where going into the NHL season, were the Blues in your top 10 list teams to win the Stanley Cup? I think that's something that, frankly, the NHL has going for it. You get into that 16-team tournament, you got a chance to win it all. And that's really exciting. The NBA, not so much that way. And I think this year, In Major League Baseball, you can say Yankees, Red Sox, Houston in the American League. You probably put Cleveland into the mix. I think with the moves the Twins made, you figured they could be a playoff team after a season absence. You know, they got into that wild card game the year before, and then over in the NL. But I think it's really interesting about the NHL how a team like the Blues really wasn't on anybody's radar at the start of the season, and then after their poor start, on nobody's radar to have a chance, and here we are in June, and they're the Stanley Cup champions. So good for the NHL to have a product where a team can emerge and get on a run and win 16 games and win the title.
It's one of the great stories we've had, I think, in recent NHL playoff history. In January, the St. Louis Blues were at the bottom of the heap. They were the worst team in the National Hockey League. In mid-June, they're hoisting the cup. I don't think you can make that up. And I remember going to a game in St. Paul at the X in right around January, February, and I took my kids out there, bought some tickets, set upstairs, and they're playing the Blues, and I'm thinking, okay, where's Jake Allen? Well, Jake Allen wasn't in the Nets. Jordan Binnington was, and I had to go to Google and say, well, who's Jordan Binnington? And then I found out he's this rookie who had an amazing record, and he shut the Wild down that day, and really it opened my eyes to the greatness of Binnington. And I caught part of the Blues post-game show the other night. I was at Minnesota United on Wednesday, and I drove back, and the Blues had won it. I texted Hammer to see if he'd be at the soccer match, and he said, are you kidding me? There's a game seven. I'm not leaving my man cave. I'm hunkered down here.
The fact you didn't ask me that question,
he was offended
by
it. So I'm driving back after knowing the Blues had sealed the deal. I tune in KMOX out of St. Louis. You can get it at night, 50,000 watts. Like
our
CCL.
Sister station.
Exactly,
down
our sister station. And they were in postgame mode. And I think the postgame show may have just ended, by the way. But the Blues, the people analyzing the Blues and some of the players they talked to said, yeah, in that game six, they didn't have their legs. But Benny, or Binnington as they call him, kept them in it with these remarkable saves. And then when they got that pep in their step, that jump, they were able to score and jump ahead of the Bruins, and Binnington kept doing his thing. So I think Minnesota Wild fans, everybody else around the National Hockey League is thinking, hey, why not us next year? I know a few years ago the LA Kings were an 8 seed. They ran the table with an incredible postseason. I think they were 16-2 and won a cup. So strange things happen in hockey.
That's
Hammer, we've got a correction on the fly.
16-4.
Get it right, you idiot.
They won the cup.
Yeah. Hey, 16-4 is pretty good.
It's not bad. 16-4
quick.
16-4 is pretty good. That's not a bad run.
And the common thing between the Blues and the Kings is they had goaltenders that could steal games for you.
That's where it all turned around.
Yeah.
When they put Jordan Binnington in net. And you could tell game six, the way he started, he was going to – if the Blues were going to win, it was going to be because of him. He made some brilliant saves at the beginning. And you look at the first series with Tampa Bay this year. Tampa Bay was setting all types of records this year. They get knocked out at, first round.
Well, you've heard the old line, guys. The reason they call it the Stanley Cup playoffs is because it's got a better ring to it than goalie.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Well,
that's not an original thought. I've heard that over the years many, many times.
Brian Burke said that numerous times.
And that's exactly why, if you were to make the baseball analogy, the Minnesota Twins can't have enough pitching when you get to October.
Well,
it's going to come down to pitching.
And that gets back to what we talked about with Shooter. Pitching, pitching, pitching. All these contenders want it. The Yankees, the Red Sox, the Rays in the East, the Houston Astros, the Twins. Then you go over to the NL, the Dodgers, all those clubs, right now, they all want to add pitching. They're all on the phone lines right now. They're all scanning these rosters of these teams trying to find pitching. I don't think there's any doubt about it. Quick U.S. Open update, Pebble Beach, California, third round getting underway. Gary Woodland and Justin Rose just teeing off right now. Louis Oosthuizen one back. Aaron Wise, Gary Woodland at 9, Justin Rose at 7, Louis Oosthuizen on the course now at 6 under. Then it's Aaron Wise at minus 5, Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka in a big group at 4 under par early in the third round of the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach.
And I believe shortly Hollis Kavner will find out if Tiger Woods is coming to the Twin Cities for the 3M Open, which is only about 2.5 weeks away.
Yeah, it's coming up quick, and I'm sure Hollis Kavner's working on Tiger and his people.
I hear they both live in Jupiter, Florida, and spend time at Tiger's restaurant.
How about that? that would be a gigantic announcement for that event. All right, quick break. We've got more from Target Field ahead of the number 7 retirement ceremony. It's Joe Mauer Day, and then, of course, Twins and Royals. You'll hear it all here on the Home of the Twins. News Talk, 830-WCCO.
The lights are on here at Target Field, downtown Minneapolis. Some gray clouds above us, but no raindrops. That's the good news. The fans are filing in. It'll be a sellout tonight. Over 38K in the house. DVT, Eric Nelson with you. A sports Saturday, and we are at the ballpark down the right field line watching some of the Twins pitchers get their work in. No batting practice today for either team as the Royals and Twins will play game two.
Yeah, there was a little extra infield work. There was only one Royal out here taking ground balls down at third base. But other than that, Larry DeVito and company getting the field ready for the ball game tonight. And they want it just so for that number 7 retirement ceremony. Of course, that's coming up. And we should tell you, we have our pregame show with Chris Atterbury at 5:30. Then we'll have that ceremony, and we'll carry that live. And then the ball game tonight here at Target Field. Once again, the Twins and Royals, game 2 of the 3-game set. And you brought up a sellout tonight. There are still ballpark access available. You can still get into the yard, we understand. And same deal on Father's Day. Another sellout announced for Father's Day tomorrow here at Target Field. Then the homestand continues, and there'll be big crowds with the Red Sox coming to town. That's always a draw.
Yeah, no doubt. They will bring a flock of media with them. They'll bring some of their fans, and, of course, a lot of Twins fans will come out here to see the defending World Series champion Boston Red Sox, who, you know, they're not out of it. They're 37-34. They're 5.5 games behind Tampa Bay and the New York Yankees in the AL East, so still plenty of time for the Red Sox to make a move. But it's been a much different year for the Red Sox so far. Their season last year in 2018 has kind of mimicked so far what the Twins have done. I mean, they come out of the gate like gangbusters, and they never look back, and they were a dominant World Series champion, beating the L.A. Dodgers 4-1 in the Fall Classic. So that'll finish off the homestand, and next weekend the Twins will be down in Kansas City to take on the Royals at one of my favorite venues, Kauffman Stadium. And I'm guessing it'll be a little bit warmer in KC next weekend than it is here now in the Twin Cities. Very comfortable out here. We've got a light breeze, but it's just, I think, ideal conditions if you're an athlete. And for anybody with the Royals, Stevie T, or any of their fans who are up here watching the game today, this is like air conditioning for people down there in Missouri and Kansas this time of the year.
No, it's a fabulous day. It really is. And, you know, we've been keeping an eye on the radar, and things continue to improve for the ball game tonight, and that certainly wasn't going to keep people away at all. Yeah, you're absolutely right. This is just ideal. I mean, if you're going to sit at a ball game, it doesn't get any better. There's a little humidity in the air, very comfortable indeed. I've been to some hot ones. I remember way back in 91, my wife and I took a road trip down to Kansas City and saw the Twins start what would turn out to be a key 15-game winning streak, Twins and Royals down at Kauffman Stadium. The game was delayed on Saturday night. A thunderstorm rolled through. We had about an hour and a half rain delay. Twins end up winning. And then on Sunday, Scott Erickson came out, and it was a blazing hot Kansas City day. And Scott Erickson dominated the Royals in a 4-1 victory that day. And it took me a while to cool down, I'll tell you. I on the road trip back to Sioux Falls, we were living in Sioux Falls at the time, I needed fluids. That was a hot one in Kansas City. Wow.
Yeah, you can't prepare for watching games in those conditions. I've been to a few games at Kauffman and some at the old Busch in St. Louis where when they had the AstroTurf too. And, you know, it would be 90 to 95, the humidity right around 95, 96%. And you're sweating even if you sit there. And then on the turf, it would heat up to about 120. Now, both those teams play on grass. They've got the new ballpark in St. Louis, and, of course, Kansas City put the grass in a while ago. But, yes, yeah, scorching hot baseball in mid-America this time of year.
Can I say something, fellas, from the studio here?
Yeah.
That's just Kansas City barbecue. You wonder why Kansas City barbecue is so good. It's not because we just cook the ribs and cook the brisket and everything. We cook the people at the stadium. It's a bad joke.
He's not lying either.
I just had to say it.
Yeah. That was a different kind of heat for sure down there. We got a break coming up, Devin.
Well, I'm from Kansas, so I've been to plenty of games at Kauffman. I remember lying and leaving Kauffman, or leaving school. I'll tell you the story after the break.
All right, we got to run to a break, but Kansas City heat. No problem. Lovely night. Joe Mauer's number 7 retired. It's Joe Mauer Day on CCO.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.